So yeah, my massive appreciation to each and every one of you. And I'm excited tonight to, I'm going to mostly kick back and be in listening mode and well, I'll be asking questions, but I would love to hear as we reflect on our journey. Hi, Kim, over the last 7 months since November, maybe even 7.5 months. I'm excited to share in reflection with all of you. I think that what can happen oftentimes, and I'm like super guilty as charged, is that we clock forward and we're constantly looking forward to the new, like the next goal, right? The next milestone, the next goal, we're looking at our to-do list and we're just like so head down, like plowing forward most of the time, or, you know, as especially as entrepreneurs, and that we forget to kind of pop up for air and look behind us and say, holy shit, like I just covered all of that ground. That's amazing. So that's kind of what today is. It's a celebration of our progress. It's an opportunity for us to reflect. And as I've been mentioning in the calls and Facebook, we'll continue to move forward as a team, as a cohort. This isn't the end by any means. If you do feel like this is a good wrap point for you, that's totally fine. Just let me know so that I can be aware of that. But I think as far as last time we did a show of hands, everybody was pretty interested in continuing forward. So this is a milestone celebration, and then we're going to recalibrate on the tail end of tonight's call and talk about kind of establishing the trajectory that each of you want to be moving forward with for the next month or so, because we're going to start pacing things out to once a month with an office hours call as opposed to twice a month for each call. So we'll set some goals, we'll set some trajectories, and then if we have time, I'll mention some best practices or some, you know, tips or suggestions that I have that we didn't cover yet in team, and also those out there. But if we don't have time, or I might even just do this anyway, like record a video or create like a continued resources doc for you guys to dive in and draw from too. So yeah. So what I'd like to start with is, and Ashley's going to be here in a moment too. I set her on some conversational topics in our other mastermind. So she's holding the line for us over there. What I'd like to start with over here is, gosh, there's so many things. Let's start on a high note. So I would like for all of you to reflect on where you were November 1st of 2019. So how it seems like ages ago, right? Like a lifetime ago, a different planet altogether. Reflect on where you were in your life and on your entrepreneurial journey, if you had even started thinking about it yet. And some of the things that you were feeling out of the loop about, or maybe disempowered about because you didn't know enough about business or biz dev, or maybe some of the things that you were really curious or wondering about as you started this, you know, this cohort in this masterclass, and kind of take a snapshot of that. And if for some of you, if you've like dug those early notebooks out, this is perfect for that too. And then think about your progression going from that point in time through the new year, rounding the corner as we shifted from talking about like how to set up your business in alignment with you, how to take into consideration like time management and those kind of elemental foundational tools. And then we started talking about how to hone in on your community, how to hone in on your business idea, what the heck an MVP is. You learned a lot about extreme value and my obsession with it and why I believe that's so important. Learned about purple cows. And then kind of rounding the corner this spring as we kind of like crawled our way through COVID, learning about how to take what you have researched and what you've learned, how to take your idea and bring it into the world in a way that communicates your unique value, your marketing message, your connect with your ideal audience. Who is your ideal audience? And then the last couple of weeks, as we've talked about the KPIs, which I can't remember my own acronym for, but the how to measure the success or the growth of your business and how well it's doing and how to take that into consideration as you continue to move forward and scale. So we've covered a lot of ground and I'm just like touching on highlights that come to mind right now. I know there's so much more than that. So I'd like for all of you to give yourselves cred, major cred, for learning everything you've learned and applying everything that you've learned. And I would love to hear, we'll start with highlights and like, yeah, highlights, whatever that means to you. I'm not even going to like front load that one at all. And then we'll shift into, we'll go in rounds. We'll shift into talking about challenges. Some of the things that came up along your journey that had you feeling like pulling your hair out or scrapping your idea, or maybe you did scrap your idea and you moved on to something more viable, and anything that popped up that felt like a really stretchy challenge for you and how that went, how you or maybe we navigated it together. And then I have a couple of other themes that I'd love to do round robin on as well, but we'll start with highlights and then we'll do challenges and then we'll see where we go from there. Sound good? Everybody game? Awesome. Yay. Let's do a quick round robin, popcorn round, maybe like a minute each just to remind each other of where were we 6 or 7 months ago, like just a quick snapshot, and then we'll go around and we'll do highlights. Okay. So I will start. I'm just going to go in the order that you appear here on screen. Aliana, where were you 6, 7 months ago?
6, 7 months ago. Okay. So I know, was that when you sent the email that you were developing team and you were debating like when to start and whatnot? So that email like came at like the perfect time because I knew I didn't want to go back to work, but I also knew that I wanted to have some sort of income, like an extra set of income coming in. So, I didn't know at the time what I wanted. I had several ideas. And then from there, I was just like, you know what? Okay, I'm really creative. Let me go with events. But then I started doing research and then I realized I don't want to be an event planner. And then it led to rentals. And then fast forward to like months later, I'm now going to work with Fawn. So yeah, that's where I was. It was... Sorry, I don't know if I muted myself. Okay. I was on the journey of the beginning journey of team. And so now I'm so grateful for everything that's come about with all you ladies.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that just jogged my memory, actually. I'd forgotten that you weren't totally clear about the event rentals at first, even. Like you had it as an idea, but...
Yeah, I wasn't at all. I was like, let me just stick to something.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. And Aliana, I will invite you at some point on the call tonight to share a little bit more about how it's personally affected you as well, or like where you were personally at that point and where you're at now. But we'll circle around and I'll kind of pull that out of you if you don't bring it up naturally.
Okay.
Cool. Yay. All right, Ren, how about you? Where were you 7 months ago?
Well, 7 months ago, I was still in my full-time job. It was just, God, it has been like, no, November 2019, I had already been out of my full-time job since April of 2019. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. And I was doing freelance, and I was still trying to figure out how to make the studio work. I had just started doing workshops and, like, paint party kind of events. By the end of the year, I had – well, just between November and December, I had $924 in sales. And at the end of the year, I was negative $3,000 for profit. So that's actually not bad for like the first year of actually paying attention to shit. I was basically pre-community building. So I had under 400 followers on Facebook. I had a very, very small group of friends who were like, I shouldn't say rabid. A couple of them are a little bit rabid in a good way. I did not have an email list. I was still trying to find my feet and everything. So here we are in, ouch, sorry, cat wants up. She needs her nails trimmed.
Wait, so just share where you were, and then we'll circle around kind of as we evolve here, and we'll share where we are now. We'll do like the before and after, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I think that pretty much covers where I was. I've done a few in-person events, like holiday markets and stuff, with varying success. One of them went really well, one of them went really bad, but it was still fun, so it was still kind of good. But a lot of it hinged on in-person. A lot of my business was hinging on in-person kind of stuff. So I think that mostly covers where I was at.
And what was the state of your studio at the time? Was your studio set up yet? Or
kind of
furnished?
When did I finish getting... I think I had gotten the rest of the furniture by the end of the year or beginning of this year. I know it was before the lockdown happened. So it was either like December or January when I got the rest of the furniture I was looking for. It's still a hot mess, but it's slowly getting there.
Awesome. Okay. I just wanted to check in with that because I know that was a project you were working on around that time. So cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How about you, Jessica? Where were you?
Hey. Okay. So I was, at that time, I was 5 months out of my career, and I had intentionally given myself space to explore different ideas, but I was at a point where I felt really pressured to make that decision and start moving forward. So I had just committed to the direction of supporting people in finding outdoor nature spaces. And I was super stuck on a name. I had no idea what the name was. I had Beautiful Midwest as like the preliminary name, but I was like recognizing all of the potential reasons why that wasn't the right fit. So I was like feeling really stuck and not able to move forward without having a name to the actual idea. Like it seemed like nothing could stick because it didn't have a name. So
that's right. Wow. Crazy. Okay. Where was your concept for your business in a different place, Jess?
I mean, it was still very loosely formed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You know, like how exactly I was going to serve it, I had several different ideas and hadn't really locked into anyone in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, cool. Thank you. Amy, where were you 7 months ago?
Hi. So I actually had my team like workbook little thing that I had since we started. And I think team started not long after I signed up with you just in coaching. So I think it was maybe like a month, if that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was right away. And I know when I had come to you, I was all about, you know, which I think everyone knows by now, the boutique. I wanted a boutique. I wanted to do a boutique. So that's kind of why, you know, you knew that I had wanted to do something. Like, you know, I came to you just with this, I need to get out of my corporate job. I need to get out of finance. It's not what I'm meant to do. I'm just, you know, hating my day to day, and I need to get out of it. So that's why I started Team, and it was all about, you know, kind of combining fashion and the boutique and thrifted goods, and health and fitness. I kind of wanted to combine them all. And then it's kind of evolved more into, I mean, I think everyone's pretty much well aware that through the whole team, I must have changed ideas half a dozen times. So still learning everything as we went along, all the different elements and taking notes and doing all that, but I never really had a specific business idea. I was kind of wishy-washy the whole time.
So we'll pause there, unless you're going to share more about the beginning of the journey, because I just want a snapshot of like where we were.
The beginning. Yeah.
When we started, yeah.
Yep.
Were you going to add something to that, or?
No, that's pretty much where I was at, all over the place.
I remember on our follow-up call, now that you mentioned that, Amy, so we had our consultation call, and then we had a follow-up call, I think, the next day or something, and you were so direct. You were like, so should I get the boutique or not?
I know. I was going back and forth with the lady and everything, whether I should buy it or not. It was crazy.
I love it. Thank you for sharing. How about you, Jazz?
I think I was really frustrated at work. It was right around the time when I had found you, I think. Like, I think we had just connected, or maybe a little bit before. And I remember reading something on your website and being like, yeah, I am bottled up. You know, I do want to do more. I want to just give so much more than I'm giving right now. I was not in any like classes or any sort of, you know, like work programs that I was working through. I think I was just feeling really burnt out at work in general, and unfulfilled. And then that's really, I mean, as far as like our business development path, it's really just when I met you and I started exploring and like trying to start from step one and figuring out what I like to do, even though I thought I knew, and who I want to be and what an alternate path could even potentially look like outside of the you know, cozy but uncozy little bubble that I'm in right now. Yeah, I think that's it.
Great. Yeah, thank you. And I love, like, you joined on board. You're like, I just want to do this to learn. I don't have an idea yet, or I don't even necessarily know if I want to even start my own business, but I'd love to join to learn. And I was like, amazing. Yeah. Welcome.
Still learning.
Yeah. Right. Awesome. Thank you, Jazz. And how about you, Miss Kim?
Hello. I think I just started, or I just finished working with you. I think my mentorship was just over. And so I was so glad, because I was afraid to end our mentorship and not see you on a weekly basis. I was like, okay, what do I do now? You know, so I had all the information, but it came like right on time for me, because then I could ask questions and still see you and everybody else, and, you know, and learn something. So that was like perfect for me. But yeah, so I had a lot of information. I knew what I wanted, but to put it, how to do time management or use some of the tools and every, like, I still am very unfamiliar with that type of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I forgot that it like totally rolled right in.
Yes.
Like, we finished and then you started. You're like, thank God. That's so sweet. I know. Why do you think I keep creating programs, ladies? Because I can't have you leaving me. Just kidding.
Keep going.
who wants to be a coach? Speaking of, Ashley, where were you 7 months ago?
Not thinking I wanted to be a coach. Where was I 7 months ago? So when we first started team, I had already been working with you for a couple, 3 or 4 months at that point. But I don't know, about 2 months prior, I had just quit my job, the corporate world. I knew I didn't want to go. At least I think by the time team started, I knew I didn't want to go back. Well, I'm pretty sure. I knew I didn't want to go back to the corporate world. But then I was like, well, then what, obviously. And then I started playing around with this idea of if I could be my own business owner and an entrepreneur. And then that's when this came up. So I was like, heck yes, I wanted to do this and learn about this. But at that point, when I first joined, I was thinking about bringing like mindfulness programs and growth mindset and personal development and all that, like real life skills, to the public school system. So that's what my where I'd originally started out with, thinking that I wanted to do, and still a dream of mine, still something I want to do, but took some turns and stuff since then. But yeah, I think, yeah, this was like, it came up at the perfect time for me, because I had just decided I didn't want to go back to the corporate world, and I had just left my job probably like 2 months before, but I wanted to figure out what it was, you know, and how I could actually do it. And it was, you know, I think we all, or I at least at the beginning, had like, am I really cut out to be an entrepreneur? Can I really do be my own business owner and be successful with that? But here we are.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, the timing of that was really synchronistic too.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, thank you for sharing that round, ladies. Where was I 7 months ago? I was really paying attention in late summer, early fall, to the fact that several of my clients were either super interested in becoming entrepreneurs or wanted to become entrepreneurs but like didn't know where to start, or had already kind of started the journey. So I'm always paying attention for common themes in the community, for the group calls and for, you know, a variety of different things. And at that point, as I shared, I think in the initial email outreach that I sent out to you ladies for feedback, I was like, hey, if I were to do a, you know, a class around this, who would be interested? And here we are. So yeah, that's where I was. And it was really, really stretchy for me to consider doing this with everything else I had going on, first and foremost with the retreat coming up and my business exploding and all kinds of, you know, things going on. But it was also really stretchy because this is something I'm so passionate about and I care so much about. Like, I might cry on this call. The being an entrepreneur and having the freedom to create what we want to create and impact the world in the way we want to impact the world and be, you know, eventually financially independent. I'm so obsessed with this. And so the time in which I, you know, made the decision to like, Fawn, like, you got to step up, you got to do this, it was stretchy in all the right ways. So I'm sharing this with you ladies because we talk about comfort zone stretches all the time, right, in LFP and in team. And we talk about our gremlins and we talk about all the stuff that comes up, especially as entrepreneurs, that tries to convince us to like not do something, like, oh, you're not cut out for this, or like, oh, that's never going to happen, or what have you. And I know I say this hopefully fairly often, but I want to say it again, that I go through this stuff with you guys too, all the time. Like, I'm constantly growing. I'm constantly doing crazy stuff that I'm like, what am I thinking? And it's always worth it. So I wanted to speak to that in terms of like my, where I was at the time. And I'm so grateful that I listened to the higher part of myself that doesn't operate from fear and operates from service instead. So that's my 7 month check-in. All right, round two. I'm going to mix up the order here a little bit on our next round. So let's share highlights. And we can take a little bit more, let's do like a minute, 2 minutes for highlights. So along your journey, I invite you to share times where you felt like excited or hopeful, or maybe you just like made it through some really stretchy stuff, or you had a conversation, or maybe one of these calls was really insightful for you. Anything related to the materials, anything related to what we've done together and individually on your biz dev journey. Any highlights that stand out to you? And this is totally like top of head. If you haven't gone back through and like reread your notes or your modules or elements, that's totally okay. Just anything that comes to mind that was like, wow, like that was really great. So let's do a 2-minute share each for that. And I'll start this time with Kim.
I think I know for me it was two things. The brand story for me was kind of like, oh my God, like it was huge to me because of going through everything with you. Like it was kind of a total light bulb, I guess, from when I was with you individually in my mentorship, especially with the niche and that chart that I had made with all the outcomes and the pain points. And then when you did that with us, it was like, oh my gosh, like I do have the stuff to go do this. And it was clearer. I still don't get all of it. Like it's still very huge to me. I mean, I think it, not that I don't get it, but it's just so big to me because it is everything. I guess that's the best I could explain it. So, I think that was the biggest highlight for me. But the other one was when you stayed on a little longer for me and Tara, and you did that Survey Monkey thing. And what was her thing? Don't shirt yourself.
Get your shirt together.
Yeah, get your shirt together. So that was a highlight to me because it was when I understood like squeeze pages and stuff like that. And so that was a big thing to me because, yeah, so that was my highlight.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That was a really fun and funny call. Cool. All right. Was there any a highlight? Oh, never mind. Okay, thank you, Kim. I'm gonna do breakthroughs on another round. Let's see, Jasmine, highlights for you.
I think if I think back to like specific calls, the story brand call always comes up. And I'm a little bit out of touch with that right now, so it's hard to like feel back into that, but I can remember just having like turned the corner on, you know, I was like pretty sure I didn't want to be an entrepreneur and I've never had those aspirations, and then turning the corner on like, well, maybe I really could help people through coaching, and like started to feel into that, and that felt really good. And just like talking about that and feeling into like how that would, I don't know, change my life and or could change my life. And then like my follow-up call with you, like it was just like so many strong emotions. That was like a major highlight. And then like additionally, probably just really focusing on like the nuances of scheduling, just like the basics, scheduling and time management and block scheduling and journaling and meditation. Like I just never practiced any of that. So that's become as regular as I can make it. And I'm really proud of like the progress there. So that's been really good. And then I wrote down because I'm still just working through everything, but like posting and knowing my core values and my character strengths that like I want to just always embody and remember to like live by. that's been really powerful, along with like my affirmations.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, you've been kind of going through LFP and team in tandem. So you've got like all of this like stuff, yeah. All these resources and things that you began implementing almost simultaneously, which is
really,
yeah, thanks for sharing that. Awesome. Let's see, highlights for you, Amy.
Okay. Let's see, my phone is like, there we go. Okay, so when I think back, a couple of the time management and blocking were huge for me, and it's still huge for me. It's actually my Just Do It June is just still all about just time management and blocking my time and being more strict with my time. Still allowing myself to have freedom, but that's still huge for me. And I think that's a core point of like being an entrepreneur. Like you have to make time for all of these different items, different like to-dos or whatever. So that's really, really important to me. And I think that was probably the beginning of team that we talked about that, but it definitely still resonates with me.
Yeah, look at that whiteboard behind you. I just want to
I know,
that
right? See that, Ash? I love it. My kids come into my room and they just look at it with like crazy eyes, but I'm like, you'll get it someday. Mm-hmm. Another big item for me was when we talked about ideal client. Just because, you know, at the time I was still going back and forth with what my business was going to be, but it doesn't really matter what your business is. You have to know your ideal client. And that really kind of rang true to me. And just to be able to like get into their minds and try and figure out what they're looking for and what it is that you can do for them that's going to, you know, provide extreme value and all that. So that was a big one for me. Because then I think later on when I went to the whole, just the book club and what that ideal customer or client was looking for. And it kind of just mirrored me. So my ideal clients are basically me, you know, a year ago. Mm-hmm. So that was huge for me. But like I said, I mean, every time we would get on one of these calls, I would take my notes and learn so much from everyone. So it was just amazing hearing everyone's stories as they progressed. So I valued all of it, really.
Thanks for speaking to all of that. Yeah. Yeah, when you read your ideal client profile the other week for your book club, I had to pick my jaw up off the floor. I was like, damn, Amy, like you really got inside your customer, your client's head. Really, really amazing. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Highlights for you, Jessica.
I agree with everybody's highlights so far. I think the branding was a lot of fun for so many of us, and I really got a lot out of that. I was able to develop my own minimum viable brand that I felt comfortable like putting out into the world and like not feeling weird about it. This works, this will do for now. I'm sure I'll tweak it later, but good job, just move forward. And so that was really, really empowering. And I feel very happy that I have kind of like a template for what I do now instead of just like trying a bunch of stuff and not being sure. Just like having that commitment to be like, this is my consistent visual presentation for now and letting it fly. And then also I think that like the message, like the big takeaway of just like finding your niche market, like knowing, as Amy said, like knowing really well who your customer is, finding them, going where they hang out, show up and start like engaging with them is something that I've heard like so much throughout this time. And it's only been recently that I have been able to successfully start doing that. Like I found a place where they hang out and I've been able to observe them.
Where?
It's this great Facebook group that exists that's like specific to the Chicagoland area for hiking, biking, and kayaking. And it's like, it's everything that I want, but like in a Facebook group. So it's like, okay, like I can take what's in there and do so much more with it than, you know, just like this conversation. I love that it's there and it's been like a really helpful resource for me as well. But like, it's just given me an opportunity to start asking people questions, like asking my market questions about like what they're struggling with and to actually see what they're struggling with on a regular basis. And I've been able to like engage with a few people and try to like support them in deciding where to go and like how to plan and things to consider. And sometimes that goes well, sometimes it doesn't go well at all. And I'm like, wow, I'm really not cut out for this. I need to find like something else to do. But it's great to be able to do that and to try it and, you know, to be a little bit like undercover about it, I guess, until I feel comfortable like putting out like a full on offering and being like, okay, this I know I really want to do. And I've tried it a little bit before and like I feel good about it. So I'm not there yet, but it's nice to have like a sandbox to play in for a little while. So that's been a highlight for sure. And then this is something that I did like outside of the group, but I went to a networking event in December that allowed me to like practice pitching my ideas to complete strangers that I had no idea how they would react. And so kind of just like diving in, putting it out there, even though that like scares the shit out of me every single time. Like this group has been great for giving me like the space to mentally prepare to do that and then go do it.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Jess. Yes. And I remember that networking event that you went to, and I remember your insight about how that was the thing you were avoiding, and you were like, I need to stop avoiding the thing I need to do. And then you did it. That was awesome.
Yeah, I actually put it, I specifically listed it as a highlight because I need to do it more. I know I need to do it more and it's going to be part of my trajectory focus. And I need to remember that like that was a good experience and it was helpful and I need to do more of it.
Good call. Yeah, reframing that based on positive experience in the past. Good call. Yeah. And I'm so happy to hear that you found your people. That's super, super exciting. Yay. Yeah, cool. Let's see here. Let's go to Aliana. Highlights for you.
Okay. So I would say the whole, like the way you built team, the way you like structured it, I really enjoyed each element. I feel like just discovering each term, like, you know, now when I do research, I'm like, oh my God, I know what that is because Fawn told us all of this awesome information. But I would say the main highlight for me would be that conversation that we had. I believe it was like an office hours where it was just like raw emotions. And it was such a powerful call that night. And I let everything out and I felt like I had like this, like a ton of bricks on my shoulders. And after that call, I realized, hey, you know, it's okay to go on a new path and just surrender to what is and allow beautiful things to manifest from this. So that was like super major highlight for me.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. I remember that. I think, Kim, were you on that call with us? Or maybe it was Tara.
Yeah, uh-huh. Kim was there. Ashley and Jazz.
Right. Yeah, it was like a whole cathartic process. Yeah, for all of us. We were like, thank you. And Aliana, feel free to share like on a personal level, the highlight that you experienced just like being in team and a little bit of where you were at. Like if you're up for it, a minute or two of that.
A personal share. I guess it would be now I really have like a morning routine. Before I was a little bit all over the place. And I've noticed that, especially now when you become a mom, it's like you really forget about yourself. And like it's you really need a routine in order to be sane. So because of team, I really implemented a new routine and it really works. And that's my morning routine, my midday routine, and then my night routine. I never had a night routine until I joined team because I was like, a night routine. I just brushed my teeth and, you know, I watched Shark Tank before going to bed. So, yeah, that would be my personal share.
One of the reasons that I'm kind of pulling this out of you right now is because of the niche that you're going into with your coaching being new moms that are going through postpartum. I hope it's okay that I'm sharing this.
Yeah, of course.
And I didn't know this, but you team really helped you come out of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just want to get, like, if you want to share that.
Yeah. Having you guys really helped, you know, like it's so important when you're going through like those mommy blues to have a sense of community where you don't feel judged. Everyone can relate to you on a certain level, you know, because we're all women and we're all here to empower each other. And that's what you truly need. Like when you're just like in the dark right there, like it's that tiny little beacon of light of someone just telling you like, hey, you can do it. This is an awesome idea. And you guys were like that extra push that I needed during the time. So thank you, ladies.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for, yeah, letting me kind of pry that out of you. Because when you told me, it moved me so much. I didn't realize that where you were, I guess, with the postpartum when we started team and how much it's been helpful for you to have the community. And then also, I think another part of it for you too, Aliana, is having your own thing and like your identity not being completely lost, or not lost, but like your identity completely shifting into like, I'm just a mom now.
Exactly. Yeah. We're so much more like, yeah, I'm a mom, but I'm also Aliana Jimenez. And like you can still be yourself when you're a mom. So, and I'm still discovering that. So, yeah.
Badass. Thank you so much for sharing that. Cool. Let's see. Ashley, highlights for you.
So many things, and a lot of the things that you guys have already spoken to as well. I think the one that pops out the most is just getting that clarity on that I wanted to become a coach. And that, I don't know, that after I got that clarity, I really set me in motion and was a big motivator, and I kind of had a North Star for what I was working toward. So that was super helpful. And just, yeah, one of my key highlights. Story brand or the brand story stuff for sure. Also, Element 3 was very cool for me. That's the one where you learn a little, like all about the different like business types and sizes and all of that. But then there's also a little bit of ikigai in there where you combine a lot of your passions or interests and all of that. And just kind of brainstorming that was very cool for me. And I mean, one, learning about all the other stuff, but it also just opened my eyes up to how many different possibilities that there are out there that we could take or do or whatever. And then related to like when I finally got clear on my coaching, even though I knew that meant I was going to be setting aside the mindfulness stuff and getting that into public schools, there was something along the way, maybe it was there or whatever, where I was like, well, it's okay. I got okay with like, it's okay if I set this aside to focus on coaching right now. I can come back to that later. It can be on the list for another day or whatever. So that was a big highlight for me to kind of realize and all that. And lastly, I would say, is when Pat Flynn responded to my airport test that I posted on social media. So that was super cool too.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, your photo of in the Christmas tree.
Yeah, it flew right into the Christmas tree, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to post this match for sure now.
That was really, really cool. Yeah, awesome. And I appreciate that you're like that part, because there was some, I think, some stories going on around, like, if you choose one thing, like, the rest of it's just never going to happen. Like, you have to scrap everything forever, and realizing that, like, okay, well, I can do this, start this, get it off the ground, get some momentum, and then I can totally do something else down the road as well. And, like,
right. Or combine them or whatever, or, like, yeah. So many different. Yeah. Right. So that was just, it was helpful to, you know, put forward some action. So getting that realization.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And how about you, Ren? Highlights for you?
I don't think I've had anything that nobody else has said either. but yeah, like, the story brand was, like, by far my absolute favorite out of all of them. And every single call has been valuable in one way or another and fun. And yeah, just like, and learning from everybody too, in one way or another. But I think the story brand one just really nailed some stuff down for me that I hadn't realized wasn't fully nailed down yet. And really clarified a lot of stuff kind of on the fly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Sounds like the story, and I've heard this from a couple of you, but now that we're all in a room together, it sounds like the story brand call was, like, really good, really great, really helpful for a lot of you. Cool. All right. Thank you for sharing your highlight, Ren. Just on that note, I will be sending out a survey to you ladies to ask you questions around anything that we're not covering tonight, and I'll probably ask, like, what was it about that call that was so, like, great for you? Because I definitely want to pay attention to what works. So, all right. So now let's change the tone a little bit, but in a constructive way. I would love to hear your challenges. So challenges that you met along this journey related to yourself or biz dev or both, because usually they're connected. These could be, like, tactical, logistical, these could be emotional, these could be anything related to the journey at all. It could be, like, the material. And so a challenge or challenges, we'll do another 2-minute round here. And if you've been able to work through it, how were you able to work through it, or, like, what was the resolution of it, or kind of the outcome of that, or if it's still a challenge, that's totally normal and human too, so that's fine. Peak challenges, and I'm gonna shake things up again and start with Amy.
Okay, that's an easy one, gremlins. I mean, that's really all I have to say is gremlins. My biggest one was definitely just, you know, just throughout the whole team experience, I was like, can I really be an entrepreneur? I don't know if I'm smart enough to be an entrepreneur. I don't know if I can really do all this. Like, yeah, it looks great on paper and, you know, it looks great in my head, but am I really smart enough? So that was definitely by far my biggest challenge, just kind of, you know, realizing that, because at first I didn't really know what it was. So that was definitely difficult. And, you know, Fawn and I were able to work on that by actually using Bio and Katie's tactic, just to, you know, we worked through that on a separate call. And I think I have a much better handle on it for sure. Doesn't come up as much as it used to. Other than that, I would just say the fact that I just kept going back and forth with ideas, was really kind of frustrating for me. And I know Fawn knows that, because I think on every one-on-one call, I was just like, why aren't I finding clarity? And I, you know, I think all you guys know that, because I probably said at the beginning of every team phone call. So just the fact of not really feeling like I had clarity or purpose, that was kind of frustrating. But, you know, like I said before, I still got on the calls. I still really thoroughly enjoyed the calls. I still learned a lot from all the calls and from all of you. So, you know, all of it was definitely worth it. I am going through the elements again on my own. So, you know, it's amazing when you actually know what you want to do and to go through them again. So, but yeah, that the gremlins definitely pop up, and you know, that's not the only gremlin, but that was my biggest one.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And we did the work around it, and that was really helpful. And then I think I had you go back to element one or two, where there's like, I created a list of like all the attributes of, you know, what it takes to be an entrepreneur, basically. And intelligence was like one of them at the very bottom. And you redid that, and you're like, okay, I guess I have most of the things here. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy. Who can relate to gremlins coming up along the journey? Yeah. Okay. Mm. Awesome. Solidarity.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ashley, challenges on your journey?
The time management still is. I think, yeah, just trying to figure out a schedule that works between personal life and consulting stuff and coaching stuff and finding time to do the elements and all of that, and LFP when I was going through that too. But I can't get into a groove, it seems like. However, maybe this week I did, since we've started our like 1 hour in the morning, I have to do this creative hour for my business. I think that's just been kind of one of my, I mean, obviously gremlins and all of that come up too. But I think it's been just biggest around time management and the fact that I feel like I continue to talk about that every single call as well. So I'm like beating myself up for it, for not having already figured it out. I think it's time management. I haven't figured it out. I mean, I know all the techniques and are the ones that we've talked about, but still trying to find, yeah, I see Kim. but still trying to find something that actually works for me and that I will stick to.
Right. Yes. Thank you for sharing that and being the voice of everybody, almost everybody here. Yeah. Ashley and I pulled something out this weekend where now she's doing an hour in the morning on creative work on her business. And so far it's going well. 2 days out of two. So good job, Ash.
Yeah. Had it going. 2 days out of two.
Awesome. Let's see. Jessica, challenges for you.
Self-esteem is always a challenge for me. And also, I haven't really talked about this in this group, but like my relationship with my partner through this process is a big challenge. Just not having the support that I feel that I want and need and expect at times. And so having this group is really helpful. For being a space where I can like show up with ideas and know that it's not going to be like, or that they're going to be supported and encouraged.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for knowing that we're a safe space for you. And there have been a lot of vulnerable conversations in this group along the way, each and every single one of you. And Jessica, thank you for bringing that vulnerability. And I hear how frustrating and challenging it can be when the people in our lives don't get it, or they're not fully on board, or we're just not speaking the same language. Like, it's fucking tough. And I salute you, and I'm so proud of each and every one of you who have had, you know, navigated that along your journey. Thank you so much. Yeah. I had my sister, I don't know if I told you guys this, but a few, 5 years ago or so, my sister was like, she sat me down and she like had this like, come to, she thought, come to Jesus conversation with me. And she's like, why can't you just be normal? Why can't you just get a PhD and like be some kind of successful professor with all your smarts and stuff? Like, why do you have to start your own business and like try to do it the hard way? And now she's fully come around. Now she's starting her own business, but it's hard when people don't get it. It's really challenging when we're, yeah. So thank you, Jess. Jasmine, challenges for you?
Oh geez. I would probably say the vacillation, just from the start, it was like a blessing and a curse to have my number one character strength be curiosity, because I just wanted to be here and I got so much out of this, but it's really pushing me to like navigate my own awareness around who I am and what I think. And honestly, the book that we're reading is just a total mind fuck for me. Pardon my French. It's just the Jersey. Can't bottle that shit up. And so I'm just like, I'm like back down on like the bottom again, I feel like. And not being sure like of, I feel like, anything other than having somebody else's baby, which sounds insane, but like, I'm like so sure on that. It's not even funny. And everything else, I just like feel like I haven't made any progress. Like, I know I have, and I know all of you would be like, Jasmine, are you kidding? Blah, 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 blah. But like, I feel like I come across as so,
I tipped the chair over and I fell right in the table and I got blue.
Are you okay? Let me see.
No, I got it.
Oh, no, it's okay. Okay, I'll be there 5 minutes. This is the universe saying, slow down and slow down and just give a foot a kiss. Oh, I could cry right now. This is like how I feel. I wrote down like, I know that I like need to stay true to like what I've been saying since day one. It's like, slow down, put one foot in front of the other. Like, it's hard when you come into this space because the things we're talking about, it's like, you know yourself, but do you? You have these strengths, but are they? You know, like, this is a gremlin, and like, so are these other 500 things. And I honestly don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I just feel like my challenges right now are the same as they were in the beginning. Like, I'm about to start another school year, and like, I'm so excited about these two new courses. Or am I? Or am I just like putting a Band-Aid on like a carotid artery slash, you know? Like, I don't even know. I just don't even know. And so I'm like, am I just making progress in the wrong direction? Or like, am I just questioning everything because that's what we do? Like, and that's healthy, I think. I don't know. So I'm just struggling. And I'm really happy to be on the call tonight. And I wish I could say that, like, those times where you're like, Jazz, Coach Jazz, like, oh, you sound like you're so passionate when you talk about that. Like, I, like, want to believe that's me. But then, like, is it me? Or am I just this, like, moldable thing in whatever space I'm in? And, like, am I just a parrot? And, like, I listen to a news article and then I just, like, parrot that back. And, like, I'm here and, like, I'm coaching. And then I'm here and I don't know. Challenges are real right now for me. So thank you for listening. But this has been really helpful for me. And I know that I won't feel this way tomorrow. But, you know, that's like, it's so much of that is bubbling up over like my normal, like, Jazz is late. Like, I'm like, where is it? Where is it? It's like, I don't know. I've just been in a funk, and it didn't help taking like vacation and not like really being able to connect. But then I like wanted the break. And so I just have to get back to doing the actual work and being really aware. And I think I'll start to see some more clarity.
I can feel us all sending you so much love right now. Like, I'm looking at everybody and we're like beaming straight at you. Thank you, Jasmine. Yeah, thank you so much. Ashley, what does Callan call that? The door of discomfort or the...
No, it's...
Confusion!
Confusion. Yeah, I was like, it's not something... I was about to say uncertainty, but it's confusion. Yeah.
So, Callan Rush, who's a coach I've looked up to for a long, long, long time, who we're working now in her program, she has this phrase called the door of confusion that is like the part where we're just total identity, existential crisis. Like, this is my interpretation of it for the work that I do with myself and all of you. It's like, fuck, like, what is anything? What is up? What is down? Like, who am I? And the door of confusion is a necessary part of the experience to find the clarity on the, like, whatever the clarity might be, whenever it might come. And I really want to honor your door of confusion, Jasmine, and everybody who's been through it or might be in it right now. I really want to honor that. I've been through it many times. It's super annoying. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, Jess.
No, I was just saying thanks. I'm glad there's a, I don't know, there's a name for, like, there's a, you just told me there's a name for this. That's the last thing I thought you were about to say. A fucking name for this? Are you kidding? Of course you have a name for this.
Not my name,
perfect.
But yes.
Where's the handle? Who's got the key?
Keep going through the modules.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's all part of the process. Just keep going. I know it sucks.
So worth it. Maybe I should start hosting Door of Confusion support calls like once a month or something. Because there's, at any given time, there's at least 30 people in the tribe going through it. So, yeah. Love you, Jess. Okay, Aliana, challenges for you?
I would say for me, it was accepting the fact that I'm going on a new path. Because it felt like it feels right, but then my ego always comes in and it's like, I'm here, and, you know, the fear of failure, like, oh, here comes another business idea. Like, are you actually going to pursue it, or is this just going to be an idea? You know, because I've had so many freaking ideas. Like, I've been everywhere. So, you know, I'm like, my ego really came into play where it was just, man, now I have to tell everyone. Like, I told the whole world that I was starting a rentals business. So it was like the fear of like being judged and the fear of, you know, oh, there she goes again with another idea. Like, will she be successful? And so those are the questions that I always have for myself, you know, and I always know deep down inside that I will be successful and I will, you know, but it's just in the midst of everything, like when you're actually walking through it, it's pretty hard. And I don't know why, like sometimes I really care what people say. And I know I shouldn't care. Like, I remember our call, I was like, oh my God, they're like, what the hell? Another one, like another one bites the dust. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then just like telling my family, like, oh, I'm not starting this rentals business. And I was like, I was really scared to tell my dad more so, never my mom, but my dad, I didn't want him to be like, you know, disappointed. There's always like that inner child where it's like, you know, you don't want to disappoint your parents no matter how old you are because you hold them to such a high standard. And yeah, that's where I am. And just like Amy said, like gremlins, they're always freaking popping up. I feel like, what's that game that you're just like smashing them? Like, that's me.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, literally that's me all the time. So yeah, those are my challenges.
That's such a good visual descriptor. You guys, should we create a game? Whack-a-mole game with gremlins. That's awesome. Thank you, Aliana, for sharing that. Who else has had those gremlins around? I'm changing my mind. Oh my God, what are people going to think? I've already told people, or just not even said anything because you don't want to maybe change your mind and then be judged for it later. Full on. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Aliana. And thank you for having the commitment to yourself and to knowing your truth and knowing your spirit deeply enough that you are going to be successful at whatever you decide to do. And yes, it matters what it is, but at the same time, it doesn't really, like, you know, you can switch and you're still going to kick total butt. And listening to that part of yourself that knows yourself like that amidst all of the gremlins popping up is phenomenal. And thank you for modeling that for us.
Thank
you. Really incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Miss Kim, challenges for you. And I promise after this round, ladies, we're going to swing back up.
For me, it is putting forth my effort and kind of what Aliana just said, putting it out there, but not being attached to the outcome. Like, that for me is such a big deal, because part of me is like perfectionist, and anything that I'm going to do, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to do all of it or die trying. And so I realized, I was talking to Ashley, I think, on one of our calls, and I was telling her that I had a breakthrough because I was reading my book, Eastern Body, Western Mind. And it was just talking about our operating system and talking about in our chakras, whatever is your hang up is usually blocked, and that's where you operate out of. And so mine would be the third one, which is the, I'm not going to go into the names right now, but the one where my emotional and my self-esteem is. And I think everything gets caught right there. And so I did not want my coaching business for me to make it a reflection of me, because then I would be caught up in myself and what I wanted to happen. And I remember on a lot of our calls, you kept reminding me to focus on the client, like, you know, in certain spaces. And I was worried about, well, what if I don't know what to say? And what if I don't have the tools? And what if I can't come up with the thing that you know, relates to their pain point? And you kept saying, if you focus on the client, that won't be, you know, you won't, it'll almost like it'll flow. And that is what I want it to be. I don't want it to be me focusing on me. So that is like it still is my biggest thing. Not in the moment so much, but when we're on the calls, even like being in the hot seat was a challenge for me, because I wanted to get it right. You know, I wanted to say the right thing, and I wanted to move through, and, you know, stopping me was like the best thing, and questioning me and challenging me to make it clear was like the best thing for me, because it made me see that I was not perfect and I couldn't get it right, and I needed to let that go. Like, that's not the focus. This is the place where I can get it wrong and it be okay. So, yeah. So thank you for that, everybody.
Thank you, Kim. Wow, yeah. And I love how you connect your understanding and what you're learning about the chakras and the system, which is something you're so passionate about, and you're consciously bringing that into your growth as a person and also as with your business. Is so cool. It's just so awesome. Yeah. Let's see where we at here. Ren, challenges for you.
Oh God, where do I start? I'm kidding. I have a list. focus is still a huge challenge, and it probably will always be a challenge. Tied to that is the time management scheduling. I'm maybe sort of kind of working it out. I'm still trying, but I have like the same issue as, was it Ashley? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Yes. I have a lot of the same issues that Ashley's having. Like, I know all the techniques, I know all the strategies, and I still haven't found something that works for me yet. But I have recently started getting on board with a weekly to-do list instead of a daily one, so I have hope. It's recent, though, so it's still a challenge. Marketing and email, just like in like the general and more specific, which is weird. I don't know if it's weird. My whole job for 7 years was in a marketing agency. I understood the strategies. I understood, you know, what we were doing. Yes, it was direct mail. It was different, but it's not that different. So it's like, on one level, I get it, but like when it's your own, yep, it's different. And I know that what works for one client isn't necessarily going to work for another client. So just trying to figure that shit out is just killing me. I'll get there, but it's killing me. mostly because, you know, budgets. Because, like, I already know that I'm, like, $3,000 in the hole for this year, even though I'm over $2,000 in sales. So I'm still in a good place.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm, like, stoked about that, but not. I don't know. I think those are like my biggest challenges right now. I mean, I could probably, if I actually put more thought to it, I could probably list like 20 other challenges.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you're saying too, where, I mean, as people, in my experience at least, like, you can be really good at like helping other people figure their thing out, or like understanding marketing from like this perspective. But as soon as we're the ones that are like inside the thing, it just gets a lot trickier. Like, yeah, I relate with that. Thanks, Ren. All right. So I'm going to do a check-in here quickly. I had mentioned this in the Facebook group, but I don't want to make the assumption that everybody read that post. I am totally down to continue doing some like reflection rounds after, like basically after time, 15 or 20 minutes or so. But if everyone wants to wrap out at our normal time, our scheduled time in 12 minutes, we can do that as well. So I'm going to take a quick vote here. Who's up for staying? Who has to hop off at the hour? Oh, cool. Who's up for staying until 15 or 20 after? Yay. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you. This time I'm actually asking permission instead of just doing it. I'm learning. Thank you. Okay. So next round of shares. Yeah, let's do breakthroughs. So we talked about highlights. But breakthroughs, what I mean by that, times when you were stuck or things weren't connecting, or maybe it was foggy or that holding pattern feeling, and then something happened and there was a breakthrough of some kind and it kind of shifted a lot for you in some way. Let's do breakthroughs round, and we'll do... Maybe we'll make this round just a little bit shorter. So like keep it on the minute side of things. And then after that, we'll see where we're at. Okay. And I'll start with you, Ren, actually, in reverse order. Breakthroughs.
Well, the story of Rand Call was like a huge breakthrough as far as like the actual niche that I'm trying to serve. Getting more clarity and everything on that. That was just huge and very concise, which was something that I was lacking before. And thanks to COVID, the pivot to print on demand, oh my God, I wish this would have been easier like a year ago. I mean, realistically, it's what I've really been wanting to do more so than like the in-person stuff, but the in-person was kind of a big deal and a good way to like really get out there and an easier way to get my name out there at the time. But with everybody having been home, you know, like March, April, most of May, it, that helped a lot to make that pivot. And fuck, I want to keep going.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's a good point. Like you had, I remember us at the beginning, 2 years ago when we first connected, like that was something that was in the crosshairs for you going more, like shifting more online. So yeah. And here we are. Oh my God. That's awesome.
I just got it in yesterday and I am so stoked. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
What does it say? Fancy or foxy?
Fancy.
Fancy? Yeah. That's so cute.
Because he's got those fancy sunglasses.
It's so cute.
I did a live stream when I got the packages in, because I got this in and I got a beach towel, which is enormous, by the way. I'll have to share the photos with the group later. So I did a live stream when I checked the mail and I brought the packages in, did a live stream, and I'm like, okay, guys, we're going to find out together how good these really are. And I was so excited and so happy with how everything came out, and I think it came through well enough on the video. I actually got a sale off of that video. So
oh, yeah,
I was like stoked. I'm like, all right, we're going to do more of these.
Hell yes. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. What a great feeling to see the actual product in hand.
Yeah.
Like the quality that you wanted. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge. It's like, okay, this is exactly what I was hoping for and expecting. I feel way more comfortable with the prices I'm charging. And I did go ahead and make a change to the shipping
oh.
charges. $24.99 and over is free shipping now.
Nicely done.
So, yeah, so I'm kind of like still feeling like I'm testing that out, but I did make some changes to some of the pricing on the website, and I made sure to factor it in a little bit better overall. So
good for you. Yes, Ren. Oh my God, I'm so yes, yes, breakthroughs. Yes. Awesome. Jasmine. Oh, I don't know. You might be. Oh, okay. I'll come back to you, Jess. Let's see. Kim, go to you. Breakthroughs. If you're.
I'm back. Okay. Breakthrough, even though I haven't perfected it, is the scheduling. We've had several conversations about it. And thanks to COVID, I feel like, well, not thanks to it, but because of it, I did actually get a chance to create a schedule as if I worked from home. And it was the best. I mean, I'm still doing it. Because I don't have a problem with the work things. I mean, I just realized you can't do it all. You can't schedule everything and, you know, and do a taste of everything in one day. Or even.
That's the secret this whole
yes.
time?
or maybe not even in 1 week. And over the time, even, you know, partnering up with Amy and getting up in the morning when I can't, it's scheduling regular life that gives me an issue. But I still feel like, you know, I have some kind of system and I'm allowed to change it. You know, it is living. It's not like concrete. So I think that is the biggest thing. And so when we started with Miracle Morning, that for me just started. And then every time we do something different, I think I do feel like Ashley, I do have all the techniques and I haven't perfected it, but I feel like if I did this full time, I wouldn't know where to start. And Ashley, I think, helped me with that too at my first coaching call too. So I think I definitely have a foundation on which to build if I decided to, you know, even teach from home with Jeff helping me too with some things. And just, I think I could do it, like schedule wise. I think I could do it. So, yeah.
Yes. That's wonderful. Yes. I love hearing these check-ins around the scheduling, scheduling and project management stuff, like starting from the beginning of the journey. It's been a journey for most of us, I think, in that regard, right? Like constantly like fine tuning it. Yeah. And thank you for sharing your proprietary scheduling technique with us too, Kim. Oh. Like it's so insightful. It's really helpful.
Thanks.
Yeah, cool. Let's see. How about Aliana, breakthrough?
I think for me would be definitely pivoting because of COVID. I was feeling so stuck. I was so like stuck on my idea. And like I had mentioned earlier, like what's everyone going to say? And then it just happened so organically in the way it was supposed to happen. After that call, after that call, that's actually when I went to the hospital for my cyst. Now that I come to think about it, that's insane. Yeah. Okay. So whatever. Yeah. Fast forward. And then, I went on my notes on my phone and I started looking through my non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's crazy how everything correlates with this new idea that I'm about to like jump into, which it would be mommy coaching. And then I started doing research and I realized that they're really like, it's like a forgotten niche that I'm going into, because there's coaching for, you know, teaching you how to feed your baby and, you know, the mechanics of a baby, but you know, we forget about the mommies. And then I think that's so important, because it's like, in order for you to be a good mom, you have to be the best version of yourself for your babies. So yeah, that was my breakthrough. I think, you know, just pivoting and then realizing how everything just happens so organically. And yeah, so I'm super stoked.
Yay. Yeah. So incredible. And right after Aliana had shared that with me, and we were like, "Whoa!" And the niche that she wants to serve, literally the next day I had a client who just had a baby, who just started going through postpartum, who like could really use some support. And I was like, oh my God, Aliana, this is, yes. Yeah. Such a breakthrough. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. And I love too that you went back and looked at your non-negotiables. And then you and I yesterday were chatting and you had gone back and looked at your airport test and you realized that it wasn't specific to events yet, but it had all the components. And then when you put it next to coaching, you're like,
yeah, I was like mind blown. I was like, holy crap. Like I didn't mention events like at all within my airport test. So yeah, super sign.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Let's see. Amy, breakthroughs for you.
So I have two, and I know the one is definitely what Kim had mentioned, just all around time blocking and specifically morning routine. I've just, you know, was so bad at it in the beginning and, you know, would have a week where I was like, oh my God, it was great. It was perfect. I did everything. And then like, downhill, like horrible. But I've been pretty consistent lately. And I think, you know, it's definitely due to just having accountability, the make it happen May, the just do it June. Kim, I think I still text almost every morning. Did I text you this morning, Kim? I can't remember, but I think so. And then I had mentioned to Fawn that I had signed up for a marathon. So I thought doing that and breaking out the time to have to, you know, set aside for running and training and all that was going to make me even more like driven to specifically set aside time for everything else. And it has. Like, I was getting up, like, last week. I just started training, and I got up at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday and Thursday, which I have never done, I don't think, in my entire life, gotten up that early to go running. But I did it, and I swear, like, Tuesday and Thursday were the best days ever. So when people, like, write books about 5 a.m. Club and Miracle Morning, like, they are not kidding. It is phenomenal when you can do it and be consistent with it, I would imagine. I wasn't consistent with it this morning. But to know, like, I know now. I know how amazing it can be when you get up that early and just have, you know, 2 hours of time just before you would normally wake up, I guess. It was just phenomenal. I did get word that my marathon was canceled, which sucks. I kind of thought that would happen, and it did. So I think that was one of the reasons why I couldn't get my ass out of bed this morning, but because I just found out yesterday. But I'm going to kind of continue with the training and at least get up early in the morning and go for my runs, because I know I can do it now. But that was kind of a bummer. But I'm also like, okay, well, when one door closes, another door opens. So I'm waiting for that other door to open, whatever it may be. Gives me more time to do my business development, right? And then I guess the other breakthrough is definitely just around the fact that, you know, I have all these different ideas, and I don't need to just do one forever and ever and ever. Like, I need to pick one, and I need to go full force with it and get it, you know, off the ground and bringing in an income or whatever I want to do with it. But then I can do other things, or I can kind of, you know, thread my other ideas into the one idea. So it was just, you know, it was something I learned on team, and it was something that Fawn and I also talked about on the side, just that I don't have to, you know, first of all, take everything so super seriously, because I was doing that for a while and just getting myself all in my head. So yeah, just to realize that I can just, you know, pick one of my ideas, because I really do love them all, and then go with that and then incorporate other ideas into that one idea. And I also spoke with Aliana this week, and she really helped me kind of see that I don't have to pick just one. I just need to kind of, you know, I can always be creative. You can always be creative just doing little side things, because I love being creative. But that's always there. That's always something you can do. Whether you get paid for it or not, it's just something you can do for fun. So I just kind of have to chill. I need to take a chill pill. So, yeah, they were my breakthroughs for sure.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And we're totally happy to hold you accountable to that marathon. I mean, just because it's not officially happening doesn't mean there's not 27 miles out there for you to run. So just saying. Yeah. And good for you, Amy, for, yeah, all of that. And being able to get up that early and run, like, that's very significant. Big breakthrough. Nice. Let's see here. Jazz, are you able to share a breakthrough?
Sure. Thanks for being patient with me, guys, with Cora. Joel's fishing. I have a few that came up. The morning practice has really helped to make me work on being really more aware. And Ashley and then Amy, you both just said it so clearly, like, it's okay to have multiple things that you're passionate about, and you can't do them all at once. And that you're allowed to focus on one or a few things at a time, and it doesn't have to diminish the desire for the other avenues that you want to pursue. It's just the timing that, or at least I feel like I'm trying to be really intentional about choosing. And I have to keep reminding myself of that, because it's really easy to, like, think I can do it all, but no, I can't, and then beat myself up for not doing it. So that the morning practice and the journaling is really helping with that. And then I think honestly, like with that practice and the clarity and like I took a hardcore slowdown before because I really wanted to do the coaching certification like so bad. It felt like I was breaking my own heart. And then I really found a lot of clarity moving into the gestational like carrier situation for my cousin. And that has led me to journal just about like, I think my true desire is that I don't want there to be any financial, I mean, eventually there could be, but like my like real desire is just to give. Like, I don't want there to be any strings attached. And like, I have this opportunity to like volunteer and like, all I want to do is just go and serve other people wholeheartedly with no like money exchange or expectation. Like, that's when I feel like just so full. And that's probably why I'm feeling so great right now. So that was major in the last couple weeks for me. But then like, I don't, that's then where the challenge comes in, because teaching like will allow me to do part of this, like to be able to do like some of these other slowdown things, like work through LFP and do this for my cousin. And, but like, that's not like exactly where I want to be. So I'm not sure how that looks. But I know I just want to be able to give. And like my final breakthrough is just every single sign for me, this entire team journey has been like hearing all of you. And it was like, I had to do this. And then I was like all over the place and I had to step back and then I had to try it again. And then I realized I actually knew nothing. And now I'm learning a little bit and then I learned something, but now I realize I still know nothing. And, you know, slow down, like use your network, use your resources and, just like try to be as aware as possible and just like keep my heart open and my mind open and just like, just keep riding the waves, just keep riding the waves.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's been an intense couple of months for you, for all of us, but for you, Jazz, especially. And I'm in awe of your breakthrough and what you're doing for your cousin and your heart and your incredible service, light beam of a soul and heart in the world. It's so beautiful and incredible. And I'm grateful that you're choosing the highest vibration for you at this time. It's really beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Jessica, breakthrough.
I was kind of struggling to think of breakthroughs because I feel like so very much still in this membrane of like trying to figure out what to do next. Like, and even though like I feel like I have so much more direction than I did 5 months ago or 6 months ago, it's still like there's just so much hesitation and doubt and I don't know, a feeling of like uncertainty. I'm at that door of uncertainty, I guess. But I have had like a lot of mini breakthroughs, and one of the more recent ones that I wanted to speak on was just being able to observe all of you ladies like move forward through your paths and like finding inspiration in that. And like recently, Ashley and Fawn, when you launched your Meant for More networks, like I had been thinking about how to monetize my ideas and was like kind of struggling with that. Like I had these vague notions, but one of those vague notions was a subscription model. And I was like, that's, you know, the model that I know I want to go down for like the stability and the predictability and kind of like the structure. It's it's my ideal revenue model as like the main baseline. And, but I wasn't like, I knew that in the back of my head, but I wasn't really like acting on it or like moving forward with like investigating that more. And then when I saw you two open up that network, I was like, oh my gosh, like that is such a kick in the butt, Jessica, to go and like look into this more, because this is, you know, like the type of structure that you want to incorporate and go do that. So I have been spending a lot more time like investigating membership models and brainstorming different ways to monetize different ideas, and like it's just like expanded the possibilities for me in my brainstorming in so many ways. So that's been really cool. So yeah, all of the inspirational shares and the vulnerable shares from you all and like helping me feel like I'm not alone in the things that I'm going through, it's just been helpful to also kind of like separate myself from the emotions of the roller coaster all the time, to be like, okay, you know, like take a step back, you know, we're all in this together, like everyone's going through like something in a different way, and you know, like there's ways to manage through that. So just having that like constant like background support, being able to like pull back on that whenever I need it, yeah, it's like totally contributes to the mini breakthroughs every day.
Yeah, thanks for speaking to that. I definitely second that. Like the witnessing everyone's journey and being in it together in solidarity is like, yeah, incredible. Ashley, breakthrough for you or breakthroughs?
Yes, two. Well, on top of Jess's, where I think this, our community, our connection, all of this is so amazing and invaluable. I love you guys. Mine, one of them is definitely on when we were exploring my unique ability, which was like just recently, and figuring that out, and the fact that it was staring me in the face and my ikigai from several months ago, but going back and yeah, going through that whole exercises and even leading up to like, you know, talking to my friends about, I talked to some of you about it on like our previous team calls, like talking to my friends about like what's unique and how am I going to set myself apart from all the other coaches out there, and going, and I was just stuck because I was like, how am I really actually different? But going through that whole exercise and figuring out the whole connection between combining, you know, my love of passion with personal development, is amazing, and I'm very excited to keep exploring that. So that's definitely one of my breakthroughs. And then actually another one more recent, even more recent than that, which is weird. And I was actually just thinking about it. It was after last week's call on team. I have a story in my head that I am not good, like on the spot or in the moment, which I'm like not creative, or I can't come up with ideas on the spot or things to say on the spot, or I don't know, I'm just not creative in general. That story I have in my head. But we were on a call last week. I know Amy and Aliana were on it. I think Jess was on it too. And I know this sounds so trivial, but I'm like, I actually had ideas to contribute to the group and for their like business ideas. And I was like, okay, maybe I am creative. Maybe I can think of shit on the spot. I don't know. But I don't know. It was just a little mini breakthrough, or maybe it's a major breakthrough because it's a story I've told myself for a very long time. And that call just really, I don't know, helped me see that, okay, maybe it is just a story that I tell myself, and maybe I need to check myself on that a little bit more. So.
Yay. Hell yeah. That's awesome. That was last week's call?
It was last week's, or maybe the week before. I can't remember. When it was, but I don't know. That's, it was awesome. Like small stuff or whatever, but I was just like, well, I came up with something. So
that's all it takes for us to change our stories, ladies, is one insight, one experience, one doing things differently, like, oh, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. I remember when, oh, Jess just turned her screen off, but I remember when Jessica got your creativity journal when we first started working together. And that was a story, I think, that was pretty strong for you as well, like not feeling creative. And there it is. Yeah. And then it's like, look at you now. Hell yeah. Yeah. So Ashley, thanks for sharing that. I'm so glad that clicked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, we are at the tail end of our reflection and celebration call, and there's an activity that I want to do to close this out. Just thinking in real time here. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so outside of this call, in the team group, what I would like for you to do is share what is next for you in terms of your action steps or your next up, like next phase of business for yourself within the next month. So we're going to start chunking things into month to month now instead of like biweekly themes and action items. Post this in the group. We're going to be leveraging and utilizing the Facebook group more now because we'll be less time on the calls. And let's help each other stay accountable. So, for example, I've been doing the Just Do It June accountability check-ins on Fridays where, you guys can update your Just Do It Junes if you're doing that. And I would like to do a similar thing in team where every 2 weeks or so, you know, or more frequently, if it's helpful, posting your updates and where you're at and if you're staying on track and if you're not, or if you could use support or, you know, just really leveraging and utilizing the support that we have here and the camaraderie. Because I don't want, and I think what I'm hearing from everybody so far in the feedback is that the group itself is so immensely helpful and such a part of the journey and such a part of the progress. So I want to make sure that we're still banded together, even though we're not going to have calls as frequently. So post your month goal. So it'll be July 15th. What are you up to? What's your milestone for that or milestones? And how can we support you if there's a way we can support you? And what are the first couple of steps to help you move in that direction? So I'll invite you to share that in the Facebook group. And I will, as I mentioned, I'll be sending out a survey with, for those of you who came to the retreat, it will not be as long as the retreat survey. So don't worry, you won't pass two birthdays by the time you complete it. But I will be sending out a survey to get your feedback around what worked, what didn't, where things could have improved, things like that. I definitely want to make sure that I'm capturing the experience from all angles, not just what was great, but also what could be better next time. I probably will offer like this first fundamentals round, I don't know, when I create a clone of myself in the future someday, but I'll probably offer it as like an evergreen product or something, I don't know. So, and then part of the survey will be, how can I best serve you in this time span? So like, as I mentioned, I want to bring people in either on a special workshop call or like an interview style where I'm interviewing somebody who specializes in an area that the ideal being that it would be beneficial for, the majority of the group. So any themes like that, I know Jessica had mentioned like social media, social media marketing, which I totally agree. So anything that you ladies are finding yourselves like wanting to know more about, you can share that in the survey. And to any questions about any of that before we do our wrap out activity. Oh, good. Cool. And the call schedule for how things are going to be rolling out, it's in the Facebook group, and barring an alien invasion, I'm going to stick to that call schedule. So I know things have been moving around a lot because we are living in the apocalypse, but I am going to do my best to stay committed to the dates and the rollouts of things. Cool. Okay. So So for our wrap out activity tonight, we're going to do something new that we haven't done before in any capacity in LFP. What I'm going to invite each of you into is an honoring and a recognition of each other as we close out. So it's kind of like a takeaway round, but it's specifically to one of your tribe sisters. And before I explain the rest of it, I want to be clear that this isn't about like choosing favorites or someone not being as amazing to somebody as somebody else is. So I'm not trying to have people single other people out for the sake of like exclusion. What this is about is sharing with somebody what you've recognized or seen in them along their journey that has really inspired you, or that you've really, really seen their soul or their spirit emerge from, a compliment, an acknowledgement, a recognition. And we'll keep it kind of short for the sake of time, so like 30 seconds to a minute. And each person will choose another person. And if a person has been chosen, then they can't be chosen again. So it'll be like 1-to-1-to-1-to-1-to-1. And I will go last, so nobody else has to go last. So whoever is second to last will pick me, and then I'll close out the circle by going to the first person. So it's kind of like a tag, let me share with you how you've inspired me or something I've seen and recognized in you and appreciate you for and how you showed up. And then that person can say, thank you so much. We're not going to do any of the like, oh no, I didn't. Or like, what are you talking about? We're just going to say, thank you so much for seeing me. And then you can choose whoever you want going forward, going next. Is this making sense? Cool. Appreciation circle. We did this in one of my masterminds a couple of times, and I just really, it was really sweet. I really liked it. So awesome. All right. So does anyone, actually, no, I won't do volunteers. I'll start with Jasmine.
It's so easy to pick literally any one of you. But Amy, you were like shining to me because I feel like I've seen you since I've met you in such a different way that you see yourself, and your ability to brighten our calls, to have faith in us the way that I wish you had faith in yourself, is really inspiring. And I'm just in awe of how resilient you are and the strength that you've had. And I wish that you could see what I see, because you are constantly saying how you don't do this or don't do that, and all I see is just a relentless effort towards your goals, your running goals, your organizational goals, trying to be like an amazing mother to your girls and instilling the values that you want in them, and just like the fire and creativity for a million ideas. I wish I could come up with one, and you have like 75. And so I'm really impressed, and it's been awesome to be part of your journey and learn about you over the last couple months.
Oh my God. Was not expecting that. Obviously. Thank you. That's all I'm allowed to say, right? But you'll be getting a really long email. Just let you know. Thank you so, so, so much. I mean, as soon as you started talking, I fell apart. So thank you. Thank you for seeing that in me.
Loud and clear.
Oh my God. Thanks, Jazz. Thanks, everyone. I love you guys. I'm overcome with emotion right now.
Yay.
Do you want my poop bag idea? I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah. So take a moment to fully receive it, Ames. Like that, and Jazz, thank you for sharing. That was beautiful. And then when you're ready, Amy, it's you get to choose somebody from the crowd.
This isn't easy. This is so difficult because I want to pick everyone too. And I feel like I need to pick Jasmine. Because, I mean, I could say something about every single one of you, obviously. Okay. I'm going to say thank you to Jessica. I had a real, real connection with Jessica, especially on the retreat. And I think I've told her multiple times that I wish I could speak as eloquently as she does. And I wish I had the vocabulary that Jessica has, because when she speaks and when she writes.
Amy, can I invite you to talk directly to Jess?
Yeah, how do I do that?
Like when you speak and when you write, as opposed to when she does. Awesome.
It's funny because I'm not looking at her, so I feel like she's not here because I'm on my phone. There totally. You are.
Makes sense. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Jess. So yeah, you're just, I mean, like I said, everything you say and everything you write is just amazing to me. And I say to myself all the time, I wish I could sound like Jessica. I wish I could speak the way Jessica speaks, because she makes so much sense and she's so intelligent and she's so bright, yet she's so down to earth and so real and genuine. And I just feel like if we were like closer to each other, we'd be the best of friends. Like, I just really think that you don't give yourself enough credit, because you're an amazing, intelligent, fun, feisty person. I've seen that side of you and it's amazing. And your business idea, I mean, from day one, I feel like you've had this idea that's just incredible. And, you know, I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit around it. It's an amazing idea, and you don't need anyone else to give you a pat on the back. Like, your idea is phenomenal and you need to just go with it and do what you do best and go out there and get the information and the, you know, that you need to succeed. And I know that you can, because you're just amazing at everything that you do. And you've helped me so many times with my issues and with my gremlins and with my self-doubts. You've always made me see the best of me. And I really, really appreciate that. And I'm here to let you know that you have so many amazing qualities and you're such a great friend. So thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, Jess.
I love you, too. Thank you for always being there to have my back and for the words of encouragement and for helping me also to see myself in a different light than I do. It's been really nice to have our friendship.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Thank you, Amy. Okay. Also, next trip you plan, I am on your itinerary agenda, please. Okay. Yeah, this is impossible. This is like such a hard ask, Fawn.
Okay, how about this? We'll keep doing this, but then in the Facebook group, feel free to continue the share if you have things to say to each other, and we'll do a celebration wall and an acknowledgement wall. Is that helpful? Okay. I totally feel you. It's really hard. It's like, it's like choosing a child. Oh, no. You're doing great, ladies.
All right. I would like to speak to Ren. Ren, thank you so much for being my Illinois neighbor. And you're always such an awesome cheerleader, and you're always so willing to provide your input, your perspective, and it's been really awesome to see you just like put your ideas into action and to put them up for sale and to like watch your success and to just, I mean, we all like beat to our own drum, but you definitely like beat to Ren's drum, and it's like so it's so like freeing to be like, yeah, that's cool, like just go do it, and Ren's doing it, she's shown me how, and it's like it's really awesome. So thank you for being such like yeah, like a good friend, such a great supporter, and for cheering us on and for showing us how it's done and how to just like keep, you know, pushing forward, and it'll sort itself out. Just go do it. I love it.
That's pretty much it. It's that dogged, I don't know when the fuck to quit persistence. I've actually been working on this for like almost a decade. Like literally I've been working on this for a decade. So just like the past year, six months to a year, in having you guys has just been fucking phenomenal and so helpful. And oh my God, I am so glad that you're my Illinois neighbor. Like that we're only like maybe like 100 miles from each other. It's like I keep thinking, it's like, man, if it weren't for the stupid pandemic and, you know, having to work like full time, not right now, but like it would be so fun to just like go visit like halfway in between or something.
Spot.
Right?
Or have a team retreat. I don't know.
Right? Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jess. You are so sweet and you are so awesome. I love you.
I get you.
God, how can you pick? How can you pick? Kim, I'm going with you. I don't really know what to say, but I don't even know how to say it, but your love and gentleness and understanding of just like, I don't know, just like people in general, I guess, really comes through. And I love how, God, how do I even say it? I love watching you on your journey. It is, hold on, you're like, there we go. Now you're like big picture. You're like tiny picture. And I'm like, I can't see Kim. She's too small. I love watching you on your journey and seeing how far you come and all the changes that you've been going through and your move and everything, and it has just been phenomenal. And yeah, I really have no good words to say. I'm sorry. I am just like, it's if I could like make the feelings come through the screen, I would totally do that. Because I really don't have words that really encompass. Just, you're amazing.
What are you feeling, Ren? Can you name the feelings?
Overwhelmed and full of love and pride, because I get to know Kim and all of you. But right now, especially Kim. Yeah. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Thank you, Ren.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's usually really hard for me to do, but thank you.
I completely understand that entirely. It takes a lot of practice.
Yeah.
I'm still working on it, too.
Oh, fun. I was like, we're just going to cry the last 10 minutes. And this is difficult because I was hoping one more person would get picked before me, because then I would just do any, meeny, miny, mo. So now I have to do it between three people. Oh, okay. So, gosh, okay, so I'm just going to go with Ashley, because I want to say that when you first came on the call, I just remember hearing your story and saying, what the hell? You can quit a job? It was just like, and a good one? It was amazing, because I can't remember anybody. I just remember meeting you and saying, wow. And despite all of your fear and all of your worry, that, to me, growing up how I did, was just, for Fawn's word, badass, because I just was like, wow. Like, yeah. So, and not that I didn't hear about it before, but I think with all your just your concerns, and you did it anyway. And to me, that was crazy and insane, but so brave. And now to watch you find out what you wanted to do and it be coaching, and also having your consulting business to keep you afloat. Like, every time I'm thinking of, you know, like that extreme, you do come to mind. And I just want you to know that you are a great coach. The coaching sessions that I've had with you were really issues that I had, and you were always insightful, always asking me the next question, like your powerful questions are on point. And just, I thank you for being there for me and listening and helping me sort through things, small and some big, and for just allowing your purpose to really shine through and to affect my life, and I'm sure other people's lives, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it is hard just to say thank you so much, but um, think I needed to hear that. Okay, so I really would love to talk to all of you guys. But Aliana, I will start with you. I'll share with everybody else on Facebook, but here with you. I think the way that, I don't know, your passion for everything, I know you're pivoting from your rentals business, but the way that you had such passion for it and how you throw yourself wholeheartedly and how you are throwing yourself wholeheartedly into the coaching stuff is very cool. And to be able to quickly do that and to let, you know, to let one thing go for another, I think it's just been so inspirational to see you do that. And you come, I feel like every time to every call with such, I don't know, this calm, serene demeanor, or there's another word that I can't think of right now, but it's just calming and peaceful. And I don't know, I just love it. I think that's just so great about you. And it's beyond inspirational. Just something, I don't know, something about you evokes such great feelings for me. And just speaking to you and hearing from you on all of our calls and you being there, it's just, I don't know, it's been a joy and a pleasure to be around you. And it will continue, obviously, through Facebook and team and other monthly team calls or whatever. But it's just been, I don't know, it's been awesome getting to know you and to meet you and just be around you. So thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Wow. Did not expect to cry tonight. Thank you. I'm like at a loss of words and you really touched my heart. And thank you. I send you a huge hug and I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you too.
I'm going to amend the circle. So Aliana, you can go ahead and complete the circle by going to Jasmine and then I'll sit out. And then if you ladies want to give me feedback in the Facebook group or privately, that's great. We'll hold this space for this share and then we'll do a share toward me in another space. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, what's crazy is it was so hard to pick someone, but your name came to my head instantly the minute Fawn mentioned this, Jazz, because when I think of a super mom, I think of you. I like, you're like freaking superwoman. You embody strength, you embody character, and you embody spunk. You embody, like, you're pretty perfect, Jazz. And I know, like, you know, perfection doesn't exist and whatnot, but you are so badass and like you inspire me in so many ways because I see how you, like, you're so passionate about being a mom and just, you know, just being a good person on this earth. And that's so rare, you know, to meet someone that's just literally a body of light. And you, like, you have such a kind heart, and that's such a rare thing to find these days. You're a gem on this earth. And I want you to always know that and just have that engraved in your heart, because you really are a gem. And you put others first before you, and you are on the path. You're doing it. Be patient with yourself. I've truly enjoyed having you on every call, because literally you're like on fire every single time, and you're like everyone's cheerleader. Like, you're just like, if I could, I would just have you right here and feel like talking to me and telling me like, hey, you can do it. Like, you know, so yeah, I appreciate you. And I'm so excited to continue watching you grow, and I know, like, the best really is yet to come.
Thank you so much, Aliana. That was very kind. Thank you.
Of course.
Beautiful. And I'm going to add just a little piece to Aliana's. So slow down and give a foot a kiss, Jazz.
So true.
It's going right here on my line of sight.
So true.
Oh, thank you, ladies, so much for that. That was freaking so amazing. So wonderful. And the connections here are feels like sisters. Feels like a sisterhood, like legit. And I appreciate each and every single one of you so much for everything that you bring to this group, everything that you're bringing to your lives, everything that you are, everything. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. And it's such an incredible thing for me to be able to, like, this is totally my purpose, and like, it's the best feeling in the world, and every single one of you are a part of that. And the fact that each of you have this light inside of you that you're shining out into the world in your own unique ways and shining it onto each other and into yourselves, like, it just brings me so much joy and so much gratitude. So I want to acknowledge everybody for your hard work in the last 7 months. I know it's been a journey for many, 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 many different reasons, and I look forward to the upcoming months. We're going to shift pace a bit, but we're still going to be together on this journey. And then, you know, if we'll see, maybe there'll be a round two in the fall where we do like an kind of master's level or something like that. So we're going to be hanging out together for a while. So this is just a milestone check-in point. We'll pit stop. Yay. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'll be putting some prompts in the Facebook group. Feel free to chime in, and I'll be sending a survey, and always post your questions and insights and share it in the group as well. And I will be, you know, of course, checking in and stuff. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for going super overtime also. This is the most overtime we've been, but it was worth it. Awesome. How about everybody unmute yourselves and share some love as we wrap out here.
Good night, guys.
I love you all.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.